Hall, Lucinda. Chicago, Illinois, December 19, 1873. Dear Sister Lucinda, we left Battle Creek late yesterday afternoon. It was hard tearing away. We decided to stop overnight with Wilbur Salisbury. He had moved his family recently to Chicago. The hack took us about 2 miles to his residence. We found Brother Karlstad, a Swede. He is a very fine, intelligent young man. He pled so earnestly for us to spend one Sabbath with them that we decided to do so. They have a little meeting house. We shall speak to them on the Sabbath. We shall leave here next Monday or Tuesday. James has considerable business to do here for the association. Be of good courage, Lucinda. 1 week from Monday, I expect you will see us. They held on to James up to the last moment, and none seemed as urgent as your father. Notwithstanding, I kept cautioning him in regard to the matter. Brethren Butler and Haskell are still in Battle Creek. They will remain there several weeks yet. We just tore away from them. I wanted to be with you Christmas, but we shall be on the way. Tell the children their Christmas presents are forthcoming. We are sorry that we could not have them at Santa Rosa at the time. We felt so bad when we read your letter to Rosette. We thought you were having a rest when it is all otherwise. I felt that I could cry, easy as not. I have not felt at rest at all since reading your letter. If you had only come on with us, we would have remained here through the winter. I think this might have been right, and then again I think of the work that ought to be done in California and decide it is all right that you are there and that we should meet you. Your mother is real well. She is going to the Institute to live. Rosette is teaching in the lower department of the school, in union with Brother Bell. This, we think, is right. Joseph is in the Health Institute, helping in the bathroom. This, we think, is right. Both can earn something, and both are much needed. Lily is attending school in the first department in Brother Brownsberger's room. I think your folks are well situated now, so that you need not have anxiety about them. Arthur and Rosette think of leaving in the spring, and if we spend the summer in California or Colorado, to be there with us. This long delay is not the choice of either of us, but it seems to be a necessity. James is stronger now than when he came to Battle Creek. It is very mild, pleasant weather here now. Many prophesy an open winter. It may be so, but it opened fearfully cold. My precious sister, don't think I have forgotten you since I have been in Battle Creek. No, no. I have looked forward with the greatest pleasure to the time when we should meet again. I have worn in Battle Creek, I can assure you. I am nervous, and I have, I fear, the hip complaint. I have had pain in my hip since before leaving Colorado. The pain increases, reaching the foot, but I have had no time to think of or care for myself since I have been at Battle Creek. I have labored early and late, getting but a few hours' sleep at night, that I might write out testimony of individual cases for others, that they might have them in season to work upon them. I have several letters to write today. Adelia and Van Horn are with us. We have good company. In much love, let Elder Loughborough see this. Send it to him if you choose, for I cannot write an extra letter to him. In haste.